I know I should be commenting on the confirmation of Attorney General John Ashcroft, or the intriguing romance between Bleeding Heart Liberal Senator Ted Kennedy and Bleeding Heart Conservative President Bush, but indulge me while I reflect on a dilemma of journalistic ethics.
NPR's senior news analyst, Daniel Shore.
You may recall that the 42-day manhunt for 7 escaped prisoners in Texas ended when the last 2, holed up in a Holiday Inn in Colorado Springs, agreed to give up without a fight if they could get 5 minutes each to tell their stories on television. Station KKTV news anchor Eric Singer agreed to interview them by telephone on the air. Patrick Murphy said he'd been driven to escape by an oppressive Texas penal system, and he hoped that his escape would open people's eyes to it. Donald Newberry talked of a defense attorney assigned to him who didn't talk to him for 3 months. He said he was coming out to surrender to keep my voice in the media. This is not the first time that the news media have been drawn into a story they were covering. Some oldsters may remember 1971, when 42 people were killed in a prison uprising in Attica, New York. To help resolve the standoff, prison authorities acceded to a prisoner demand to allow prison conditions to be viewed by a group including Tom Wicker, associate editor of the New York Times, and Clarence Jones, publisher of the Amsterdam News in Harlem. More recently, in 1995, the Times and the Washington Post responded to a plea of the FBI to publish a long tract written by the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, his condition for halting the sending of murderous letter bombs. Publication, in fact, helped his brother to identify him. Incidents like these have occasioned soul-searching in the journalistic community about whether it's ethical to submit to this kind of blackmail. I discussed the Texas escapees incident with my friend Marvin Kalb, the founder of the Shorenstein Center for the Media at Harvard. He took a straightforward position. It is wrong for the press to allow itself to be dragged into such a situation, even if it is a matter of saving lives. I used to think that way, and now, much older than Marvin, I'm not sure anymore. Values are not absolute. And I'm not sure I'm ready to risk lives so that I may preserve my immaculate ethics. This is Daniel Shore.